Psalm 63. Preface. King David was a man highly enlightened of God, thoroughly versed in the Scriptures, and undoubtedly he excelled the priests of his day in godly knowledge. Yet he had a strong desire to attend public worship in the Lord's sanctuary, where he could hear the voice of public preaching. He did not neglect preaching with the pretext that he had the knowledge of God and could edify himself by reading and meditating the Word of God. We must not imagine ourselves so wise and well-grounded as to derive no more benefit from attendance at public worship. Through the hearing of the Word, the Holy Ghost works with peculiar power and effect. As the Apostle says, "Faith cometh by hearing." Wherefore the Lord commanded, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Hence, those who despise this command of the Lord, and will not go to hear the preaching of His Word, when they have the opportunity, are not to be counted Christians. But if the public preaching of the right gospel is not in reach, or Christians are prevented from attending public worship by sickness or other impediments, they are nevertheless members of the true, invisible church, the spiritual body of Christ, provided they adhere to Him in true faith. They that will not hear when they have the opportunity cannot be Christians, but they that cannot hear when they want to can well be the children of God. This we learn from David's example in the 63rd Psalm, David's longing to be at public worship. A Psalm of David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsts for Thee, my flesh longs for Thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. When I remember Thee upon my bed, and meditate on Thee in the night watches, because Thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. My soul follows hard after Thee. Thy right hand upholds me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Summary. When a fugitive in the wilderness, David, in this beautiful psalm, expressed his strong desire to attend public worship and to hear preaching in the Lord's sanctuary, he complains of Saul and his helpers, who, seeking his life, obliged him to hide in waste places and so prevented him from going up to the tabernacle. It is a psalm of comfort for those who are deprived of hearing the gospel preached, and it challenges all those to thankfulness and the praise of God who have His Word dwelling among them richly. The concluding verse is rightly explained as referring to Christ and His enemies. Saul and his house persecuted David, but lost the kingdom and did not obtain it again. The Jews rejected Christ, and they were cast out of the kingdom and have not obtained it again. But Christ sits on the throne of David, able to save those who look to Him. Prayer. Thanks be unto Thee, our most merciful Father in heaven, for the word of Thy gospel, which is able to save the soul. Grant Thy saving truth to them that have it not, and cause Thy light to shine unto the nations sitting in the darkness of idolatry. Through Thy word, draw us to Thy Son, that we may have life in Him. Amen.